Well, we're looking forward to the early spring, I guess, as predicted by the groundhog.
Yeah, that's always good news, right?
So we're hitting the ground running here. We had a, first of all, I want to start by thanking the chiefs at the air station, the Coast Guard chiefs, for coming out Saturday and helping us with a bunch of maintenance work down at the office. And we're also planning a trail maintenance day out at Mosquito Cove and the Forested Muskeg Trail next Saturday with them at 9 a.m.
And can anybody come and help?
Yes, if people are so motivated, we could always use a few more hands. But
oh, that's neat.
Yeah, last year when we helped state parks with the trail maintenance at Mosquito Cove, those two big trees that were uprooted and wrecked the trail that we fixed, we also put new handrails on the big spruce log bridge. But all
nice.
The old handrails are laying in a big pile next to the trail. So our goal is to get those all cut up and packed down and burned and cleared up and do some other work on that trail.
So that'll be next weekend?
Next Saturday.
All right.
Or this coming Saturday.
And just people can just show up out there?
9 a.m. February 16th.
All right. And does you have to bring tools or you guys have
all that? We'll have
stuff,
all that. Gloves. Yeah. Gloves might be an idea.
Okay. All right.
And the other deal, our upcoming project for the year is going to be doing our work out on the causeway this year. We're finally through almost all of the permits. It's complicated out there. BLM actually is the landowner of the road pieces, and the state owns the islands. But we're
that's interesting. Partnership, whatever.
they didn't know they owned it, but they do now. So, we'll be going out there and just repairing four of the sections of the causeway at the core of the park. We're not touching the part of the causeway that connects to the airport, and we're not going to try to fix the piece that goes out to McNaughty.
Okay.
But the other central sections that tie all the central part of the park together, those will get
the pathways, basically.
Rock. And so that'll be really good, and we should be done with that by July.
Now, that's going to be a pretty big project, though.
It is. It's a lot of rock.
Yeah,
we'll have to
yeah.
take a rock barge out there and unload it. And it's, you know, all equipment. And
yeah. And do you sub that out to people? Or, I mean, how does that work? You don't, or do you, is it all volunteer?
Oh, no. We have a great working relationship with Troy at Troy's Excavation.
I see.
And he works as our employee on our jobs. And he's very community-minded. There's no contractor's percentage that's charged on any of the jobs. So we're... They're basically time and materials at cost is the way we're building all these projects.
And you guys have done a lot. How long have you been at the helm there anyway?
I think 12 years.
Okay. So we have a fabulous, amazing system of trails in our community. And I don't know that people really, if you're not a regular hiker, as I am not, but I do know from your nice brochure and your maps that you put out, that I see around town, that there's just an amazing bunch of trails.
Well, and it's not an accident that we have a nice trail system. That's what we always say. You know, I've got a great board of directors, and we've been working on a plan for quite a number of years now. And so the trails are being very deliberately built with a real purpose in mind. Don't build every trail everywhere. Build a nice system that provides a really wide range of uses, and is not too redundant. And so one of the things, we just finished the cross trail, finished it, over to the Benchlands. So we had the big bridge ceremony last fall, the end of October, where we opened the beautiful new bridge on Cascade Creek. And then there was still some work that needed to be done to finally finish the trail over to the Benchlands. And that's all been done. All the top gravel is on, the bollards are in, and it's very, very nice to walk on.
Now, if someone's new to the community and they don't know what we're talking about right now, where can they get maybe like some information and also your offices? And do you guys have I know you have some sort of booklet because I've seen something at Old Harbor that I don't know if that's yours or somebody else's publication.
That's Alaska Natural History Publication, Sitka Trails, and it's nice, but it's a little outdated already because we keep building new ones.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the problem. You know, we've got a little one-page map that is available, but the best spot is on the website. So if you go to sitkatrailworks.org, we've got, and then click in the upper right-hand menu bar, it says trail information.
Okay.
And you can go to a whole list of the trails, then you click on the individual name, and it's got trail profiles and elevations and all that good stuff. And it's really the most current.
Okay. And do you guys rate the trails, like in terms of difficulty and stuff, or do you sort of just let people figure that out on their own?
There, on the website, there's some rating information.
Yeah, okay. So if a person mm-hmm. has limited physical stamina or something, they can kind of choose a trail that works for them then.
Right. There's a lot of nice trails to explore, and one of the fun things is that they're becoming platforms for events. They're places where things happen now, which is really fun.
Yeah,
to
you
me.
Were talking about something at, I forget, before we opened the mics, some Coast Guard ceremony.
The Chiefs had a ceremony on Cascade Creek Bridge, I guess, just in the past couple of weeks, where they were all there in their dress blues and doing a Coast Guard ceremony. And I imagine someone will get married there someday because it's such a beautiful setting. But
and now you can get there pretty easily.
Yeah. And there's hiking clubs that have come up. There's a marathon that's being planned on the Cross Trail. I had a interesting talk with the Deputy Fire Chief, Al Stevens. They're planning a big hazmat drill out on the causeway in March.
Yes, I've been hearing about that.
But after we had finished discussing aspects of that, he mentioned how appreciative the emergency service providers are of the Cross Trail, especially after the tsunami experience, mm-hmm. When they realized at Kikuchihin, their other command center, which is the high school, they have a drivable link between them, which is the Cross Trail, which would be the least threatened route
right.
in the event of a tsunami or something like that. So
right.
It's
yeah.
the system's already paying all these cool dividends to the community.
Yeah, yeah. So not to get too far ahead into the future, but are you planning your, I think you usually do it in like, what, May, your hike? Out to, is it Sea Lion Cove that you guys do?
We will be doing a hike out to Sea Lion Cove this year and to Mount Edgecombe for sure. And then probably later in the summer, we'll plan a special trip out to the causeway so that people can enjoy all the new work that we'll have gotten done.
All right. And if anybody wants to help out or volunteer or come by the office, where are you located and how do they find you?
Our office is located right down next to the skate park. In that little building that used to be the state parks building, little gray, there's a green truck parked down there.
Okay.
And then a website is a good place to get information and to make donations.
Oh, yes, that time of year, that's right. Are you on the pick, click, give?
Yes, we are.
Ah, okay, very good.
Yeah, they can click us right after they click KCAW, right?
All right. Well, thanks for coming in this morning. Really appreciate all that good information, and I'm sure that we'll get heavy use this summer on those trails.
Okay, thank you, Chris.
Have a good day, Deb.
Bye.